This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved a resolution calling for war crimes investigation of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal for what his military has done in Ukraine.
This evil man is trying to win by massacring civilians, massacring babies, parents, the elderly, pregnant women, shooting at hospitals, sending missiles to hospitals, apartment buildings, etc.
The bipartisan measure, passed unanimously, strongly condemns the violence, war crimes, crimes against humanity being carried out by Russian military forces under Putin's direction. It encourages international courts to investigate Putin, his Security Council, and military leaders. The International Criminal Court has announced an investigation that could target senior Russian officials. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, during remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden said a signed spending bill has another $13.6 billion for Ukraine.
With this new security funding and the drawdown authorities in this bill, we're moving urgently to further augment the support to the brave people of Ukraine as they...
Ukraine now says that a fourth Russian general has been killed in the fighting. Major General Oleg Mityaev is said to have died Tuesday during the storming of Mariupol, according to a Ukrainian Interior Ministry advisor who published a photo on Telegram of what he said was the dead officer. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, reported the death of another Russian general in his nighttime address but did not specifically name him. There was no confirmation of the death from Russia. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Fox News journalists have been killed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Two journalists working for Fox News, veteran videographer Pierre Zakhchevsky and 24-year-old Alexandra Sasha Kuvshinova, were killed Tuesday when their vehicle came under fire outside of Kyiv. The 55-year-old Zakhchevsky, an Irish citizen who was based in London, had covered conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria for Fox. In a memo to staff, Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott said, "Today is a heartbreaking day for Fox News media and for all journalists risking their lives to deliver the news." On Sunday, documentary filmmaker Brent Renault was killed when Russian forces opened fire on his vehicle in Irpin, outside of Kyiv.
AP's Mike Rossi reporting. North Korea's latest weapons launch on Wednesday apparently ended in failure. That's according to South Korea's military, amid speculation that the North could soon launch its biggest long-range missile in its most significant provocation in years. It wasn't immediately clear what North Korea launched on Wednesday morning or at what stage it had an apparent failure, but the launch, the 10th of its kind this year, shows North Korea is determined to press ahead on its push to modernize its weapons arsenal and pressure its rivals into making concessions amid dormant denuclearization talks. South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities were analyzing details of the launch made from the Pyongyang region around 9:30 in the morning that apparently failed, South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said in a statement. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech asked U.S. regulators to authorize an additional booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors. That would add a fourth shot to the regimen for adults over 65 who currently get a primary series of two shots, followed months later by a booster dose that the government approves. The question would be then how soon seniors would be advised to roll up their sleeves. A lawyer for the convicted swindler who claimed to be a German heiress to finance a posh lifestyle in New York is now making a new bid to fight deportation. Anna Sorokin, whose scheme inspired the recent Netflix series Inventing Anna, was taken into U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement custody nearly a year ago, and her attorney said that she remains jailed in New York's Hudson Valley on Tuesday. He said she filed papers Monday seeking to hold off being ejected from the country. Recapping our top story, the U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a resolution calling for a war crimes investigation of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.